The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm so excited because my husband, DJ Automatic, watched a Lifetime movie with me and he actually loved it. Ooh. He did. Good
Not
morning.
What you think.
Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez. It is exactly what we think. It was a Lifetime movie.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
It was more of a documentary, a music documentary about Lisa Lisa and the Cult Jam.
Yeah. Okay. Who knows this song? This song right here.
Ooh, baby, I think I love you from head to toe.
Okay. That's enough. This is back in the 80s, like in the 1900s is what we're talking about. And I wanted to watch this movie. And Otto was like, Lifetime movie? As soon as he saw Lifetime movie, he was, there'll be anarchy. He was trying to deny me my moment to watch Lisa Lisa. Fine, he concedes. He sits down, we grab some popcorn, and then he's like, this is good.
Well, I didn't know a whole lot about, I mean, obviously I knew the songs, but I didn't know anything about them. They're a little bit before my time, so yeah. They were more like my friends, older brothers and sisters.
Or even parents, let's be real, parents.
The question I had is Automatic, are you anti-Lifetime movies?
I thought I was. I'm not anymore.
Why?
Anthony, tell him the ways.
Dude, that's such a good way to develop emotional intelligence, man. Me and my mother would stay up Saturdays nights and watch a plethora of Lifetime movies. And I used to run them like back to back to back to back. It was great, dude.
Remember the Christmas specials? Anthony, they still do that. They still have all of those great family.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
There's a level of sappiness that comes with Lifetime movies, and then you go a tier above that, and you get into the Hallmark Channel.
Oh my gosh! It's like
those Hallmark movies,
but they're so good. And so anyway, we watched the movie, and Otto was like, "You know what? That was good." And I had to say, same.
It was wonderful. I mean, it like detailed all her struggles of being a young woman in the industry.
Great acting.
I didn't know she had cancer at 21 and she still stayed on tour. Yeah,
Lifetime's good at that kind of thing. They'll let you in there.
Yes, they'll make you want to overcome things you didn't even know you faced.
Exactly.
Adversity you didn't know you had.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, shout out to Lifetime Movies. Otto, I can't wait for the holidays. Wait till Halloween hits. Anyway, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Work Like a Dog Day.
Ooh. I finally found out what this means, and it's so sad. Can I tell you the story?
Yes.
Doesn't it just mean work like a dog?
No, Otto, back in the day, like in the 1800s, there used to be a breed of dog that humans used. They'd put them in a wheel, like where a hamster runs, and they would run like the electricity and whatever else where you worked for 12 hours a day. These dogs were forced to run.
That would be a happy husky, though.
No, it would not. These dogs were not happy. And then they take that dog and just replace it with another. That's all they did their entire lives. They would just run and so work like a dog.
I didn't need that right now.
I'm sorry. Do we have anything happy? I asked you if you wanted to hear it and you said, you didn't even answer me. Anyway, that's where work like a dog comes. The breed of dog no longer exists.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because they outlawed it, yeah.
No, okay, all right. And it's also Underwear Day.
Yes, this is much happier, yeah. Let's talk about it. So the granny panty is no longer the number one underwear. It had been number one forever. The bikini is first, the brief is second, and the thong is back in the top three, baby!
Shout out to the thong for making a comeback.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A man just sold his wife's wedding rings, and I was like, what are you doing, sir? First of all, he finds out that she's sneaking around, right? She says she's going somewhere, and she's not, and he sells the rings. That's how he lets her know he realizes what she's up to.
What? Where they are?
Your wedding rings?
Yeah, what other rings have I ever worn?
I think somebody else has them.
What do you mean? Like who?
Whoever bought them from the pawn shop that I gave it to.
What are you talking about?
I sold your rings.
Why?
Because you're cheating on me.
What the are you talking about?
You've been coming home late from work every day, telling me that you're somewhere that you're not. You share your location with me, so I see where you're at. If you tell me you're going to the bar, you're not. You're in some neighborhood.
Okay.
At some house all the time.
Okay, and you haven't thought to, like, maybe just have a conversation with me and ask me, like, what's going on?
No.
Instead of selling my ring?
I don't.
I'm, like, not paying attention?
No, I don't need to, because I know that you're cheating on me, because I saw that you have an active Tinder account, too.
Okay, but that
really solidified.
No, that doesn't give you the right to sell my rings. They're mine.
No, they're mine.
No, they're mine.
I bought them for you.
I don't care who bought them.
I paid $25,000 for them, for you. For you to make the vows to be faithful to me.
$25,000 for the ring? You took them to a pawn shop? You probably got two.
if my man is wise enough to be able to afford $25,000 rings, I think he's going to figure out a way to at least make some more than $2,000.
He didn't care.
Back.
This was deeper than making money. He did it to hurt her. In the end, those are her rings, and I guarantee you the judge is going to make him pay for those rings now that he had put it out there. Yes, the judge will. Because how they're hers. You can't take my things.
I believe he paid for them.
Is that adultery? Isn't that the court legal term for what's going on here?
They should divorce, and he shouldn't have done that to the rings. She should have, you know, maybe
so
just done whatever.
You're justifying that she gets to keep the rings?
She should keep the rings, just like he gets to keep his rings. And maybe he should keep the house and all that other stuff, too, because she shouldn't have been up to her trifling ways.
I guarantee you she didn't spend $25,000 on his ring. I think that he spent...
That's not the... you don't buy a ring to match the other ring and stuff.
That's a huge amount of money to find out that you're... partner is on Hinge or wherever she was, some whatever dating site she
Tinder,
was on.
That's not the point. The point is that she lied. She's a liar. None of that has anything to do with him grabbing the rings and selling the rings. They're her rings.
As my friend right now, you're my friend. You believe he shouldn't sell the rings? Come on. You've told me to do pettier stuff to my exes than that.
You've never been married. Like, it's different. Oh, the rings are hers.
Don't pull that card right now. Oh.
Why?
Okay. You've been married. What happened to your
rings? I'm married to you, Otto.
I know. I know you have the rings that I gave you because we're still married, but I've never asked you about what happened to the other one.
So the first time I was a teenager, 15.
That sounded so weird saying that.
The first time I got married. I know. But it's true. I kept the ring, and then I took it to a pawn shop. That's how I know he's not getting anything for it.
Your teen bride wedding ring you don't have anymore.
No.
And I can't imagine it was much to look at anyways, though.
It was actually cute, but
that you sold it.
Yeah, I sold it at the pawn shop. And then the second ring, I was going to have it melted down and done something else.
Oh, that was the ring
and
that got...
I left it at my friend Joe's house, Joe Lopez, and she was having her house redone and they just tossed it.
Oh, Joe.
My friend Joanna, they call her Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a dude this whole time.
No.
He sounded sketch. I'm like, he stole the rings. Definitely.
No, he did not steal
Joe
the
Lopez
ring.
Definitely stole the ring.
Either way, I just think it's wrong. What he's done is bring himself down to her level. Just tell someone, I don't want to be with you. Walk away, take the house, all of that. But the rings, what are you going to do with them? They're bad luck. You know that. They're bad luck.
And he got rid of them. I just can't see her like leaving the situation with a $25,000 prize. My pride would not let that happen. Because that $25,000 worth of rings, she doesn't deserve them anymore. Personally, I'd rather throw them away.
Oh, Otto.
I'm just telling you, that's how I feel. Because if we're not going to be together, you're not going to have what we had. I'm sorry.
I knew somebody that gave the ring to his next girl.
Honestly, I think Automatic would do that before he would throw them away.
Well, luckily he wasn't married before, so I don't have a used ring, okay? Anyway, selling a spouse's ring without permission can be a crime, typically classified as theft. So be careful, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have to talk about this. This story came up on my timeline. There's a couple in Florida. They were having trouble. They were reproductively challenged, right?
Oh.
Having trouble having a baby.
They couldn't have a baby, yeah.
Yeah, and so they go to this place, this IVF place, and they're like, oh, we can help you. We're going to give you your dream come true. And they were so excited when they were pregnant. And everything is healthy and happy. This is a white couple who gave birth to a black child.
Oh, how?
Oh.
Because they mixed everything up, Otto. The IVF place didn't even care enough to care about whose eggs and whose sperms and everything else was going to who.
Well, that was a surprise.
What?
Not only that, they love their child. They don't want to give up their child, but it's
not
their child.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she birthed the child, so it's her child, right?
I'm so confused from the beginning because IVF. IVF, isn't that what prevents pregnancy?
No, that's an IUD, Anthony.
Well,
do we have that sound by John?
I don't even know what's going on. I don't know. I'm so confused. I still
look.
Wear
let me explain to you. If a couple can't have a baby, they will take. Let's say they take my egg and they take Otto's sperm and they put it together outside of our bodies. Okay, and they're like, "Yay, here's a baby!" And then they're like, "Here you go, Dana. We're going to put it back in your body and you're going to carry this baby." Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. They didn't do that. They used
the wrong egg.
They used somebody else's egg and sperm. And so now I'm carrying another couple's baby. This is the couple's attorney.
This investigation requires communication with a universe of patients who now may be leaving the facility. Their records might be leaving the facility. Highly unlikely, if impossible, that her best interest could ever include being severed from from the world that she knows is her family at this point. This is her family.
So her mother and father are looking, obviously, for her biological parents, but they do not want to give their child up. They're like, this is our baby, but it's not our baby. Mm. And the IVF clinic doesn't want to give up any records. You know why? Because they didn't keep records. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh,
they're like, oh, it's because of privacy. What privacy?
Well, there's got to be some kind of because of HIPAA. You can't just go and put everybody's business out there.
But you put another baby in my body.
Yeah, somebody has to be responsible for that.
Oh, obviously, yeah. Mistake. It's a mess. They messed up, yeah.
But they love their daughter. They don't care.
Of course they do.
But they also feel badly. They're like, we
don't. So did their baby go with the other couple?
Otto, did you not hear what I said? They don't know who the couple is.
Oh, gosh.
The IVF clinic will not divulge who the biological parents of their daughter is. They say they can't do that. Well, they probably don't even know. That's what I think.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
But the parents are also saying, look, we want to let the biological parents know because of our ethic, because of our morals. But we don't want to give our daughter up, even though she's not ours. Yes, it is confusing.
She must be like a pretty baby or something, because if it was an ugly baby, you're going to give it
back. No, you're not,
If it's an ugly baby, I'm like, yo, I'm giving you back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Khloe Kardashian used to be called the ugly fat sister. And she's talking very openly about the way she used to be treated.
When I was chubbier, I used to get very different treatment than Courtney and Kim got. And then when I lost a lot of weight and started looking different, the treatment I started getting was so much better. And I just remember how gross that made me feel. But I also was like, I see all of you. And I've never forgotten the ones that were mean to me, but great to Courtney and Kim. And then when I did lose weight, how those same people would then try to treat me so differently. And I never really with them because I was like, I'm the same person.
I remember her sitting down for a Howard Stern interview way back in the day. And he said before she went into the studio, she couldn't hear him. She was in the waiting room. Why do I get the ugly sister?
Ooh.
Why didn't they send the hot sister in? That's not okay.
She's pointing out that pretty privilege is a real thing, is what she's doing.
She was pretty and then. She didn't look no, she just she was, fit now.
She got to experience both ends of the spectrum, from being chubby and overweight to being fit and looking better in her older age. So she's gotten the whole, she's kind of a unique person, kind of like the girl in high school who had the glow up after high school that was not always the hottest girl in high school. And then you see her years later and she looks amazing. And she's like a real like person because she hasn't had pretty privilege her entire
life.
But
she's a real person before. Like she said, nothing has changed.
Some of these women who've had pretty privilege their entire life, Kim Kardashian, they're not really real people.
The fact that you would say she's not a real person means that she's not getting the right kind of privilege. Obviously, you're judging her because she's a good-looking person. You think right away that she doesn't have any feelings or anything. You can tear her down.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that.
And then you think fat is ugly?
No, what I'm saying is people that are...
Well, first of all, she was just overweight. She wasn't ugly, and that's ugly.
What I'm saying is people who are really, really good-looking have a different experience in life than we do.
Okay, I understand. Thank you very much for calling me ugly.
I'm not calling you ugly, but I'm talking about like these supermodel women.
I was sitting in class. There's a handful of supermodel women. Kim Kardashian is one of them.
And their life experience is very different.
You can judge her just proves, too, that you see her as an object, just like you see the fat girl.
We're talking about the Kardashians, and she's one of the most famous people in the world. I just used her as a point of reference.
No, you're literally saying that pretty privilege. It's true, but you also just showcased your own feelings. I can talk badly about a pretty person because they can take it. They're not real.
Her life experiences are not the same.
Well, of course not, Otto. My life experience, no matter
exactly
what we look at, is different than yours and different than Anthony's. We're talking about calling someone ugly and treating them differently. Like, she had to sit there and be called the ugly sister. I had a friend in class. She's still my friend. Just look at me and say, you're just not pretty.
Kids say mean stuff like that all the time.
And it lives with you. And it
does.
Sticks with you. And you know what? Where are you now? Not married. She's hanging out. She's doing her thing.
You're still holding it against her.
Hell yeah, I hold it against her. That made me feel terrible. It made me feel awful. I didn't have money for makeup. I didn't have money for clothes. Like, and I didn't look cute. I didn't have money for cute haircuts. A lot of that glow up you're talking about has to do with having the money to look better.
No,
you know what I mean?
Some people just get better looking as they get older.
And then some people are like Kim Kardashian. You're just born beautiful. You know, and I get it. But to be hateful about someone because they're overweight or because they don't look beautiful in your eyes is just awful. Being called the ugly person. She's a person. She's a real human being with feelings.
True, but sometimes you're the ugly sibling, and it is what it is. And I got two attractive brothers who dance very well. And guess what? I built a comedy career out of it, okay?
Anthony, thank God I'm an only child.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Rocky, formerly ASAP Rocky, is now with Rihanna. They have three beautiful children. But at one point, this man said he was, you know, he was addicted to sexy time with lots of women. So how did he go from that to monogamy with Rihanna? You can tell he really loves her.
One thing I could say about my woman, she a real ass, bro. She not one of these Hollywood newbies or whatever the case is. No shade to nobody. She really is a strong black woman, and she held me down even when I was at my lowest. This don't got nothing to do with her accolades or her money. The truth of the matter is, when my dad died, she was there for me. When I got locked up in Sweden, she was there for me. When the rally happened, she was there for me. Every time I'm at my lowest and darkest place, rather if we just friends platonically or if we in a couple relationship, she always in there for me, bro, genuinely.
I swear to you, it sounded like the man was going to cry. He loves her so much. He loves her that much. Rihanna just seems like that cool girl. She's the woman that all women can look at and say, I want to be her friend. And she's the woman that all the men could look at and say, I'd like to wife that too. Like, you know, she's just such a good person. Her aura is exceptional.
I just like that she's down to earth. Do you see the Barbados video that's going around?
It's on our page, Dana Cortez Show. Yeah, dancing away.
Carnival, she looks just like a regular old person. She's just out there with no security, just dancing away.
Yeah. She does like not how, look regular, though, but anyway.
I mean, she doesn't, you know, she's hanging out with regular old people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also, she's always been cool. She's always had that that aura around her that she's just like a common person. I don't think ASAP Rocky was breaking anything to us.
Oh, you know what? I'm just happy for them and their family. And hopefully, it's even more fruitful than it is now. Maybe we'll get baby number four. After her in that outfit, it might happen.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.